ERUSALEM, Israel, LifeSite News, an Israeli boy featured in a video used to push COVID vaccines on children in a nationwide campaign died tragically from a sudden heart attack in late September. The boy was only 8 years old. According to reports, Yonatan Moshe Ehrlichman, grandson of a distinguished physician in Beit El, Dr. Mati Ehrlichman, died unexpectedly of cardiac arrest while taking a bath. The 8-year-old boy is said to have slipped under the water after his heart suddenly stopped beating, causing him to drown. After being rushed to Hadassah Hospital on Mount Scopus, Yonatan died a few days later on September 28. In 2020, at the age of 5, the child had appeared in a video produced by the Regional Council of Mata Binyamin. The video was part of a government program aimed at pushing COVID vaccines on children, despite the nearly universal immunity of children to COVID-19. The video made Yonatan a poster child for the vaccine campaign in Israel, which became one of the most draconian nations in the world for vaccine measures. The video aired just before the nationwide vaccine campaign began. Related, Dr. Pierre Corey, New York Times guide to fall vaccine shots is disinformation. After the boy's tragic death, the Ehrlichman family issued the following statement. Our Yonatan Moshe passed away recently. On the eve of Yom Kippur, Yonatan suffered a cardiac arrest in our home, and since then we have fought by his side after he collapsed. With love we thank all those who are dear to us and who were by our side in the last days of his life. Lamenting the tragedy, one Israeli commentator on social media asks indignantly, where are the headlines? The investigations? How many more children will die on the Golden Altar? In particular, there are already 2 controlled studies indicating that mRNA vaccines cause heart problems. Remember that at any given moment this can happen to your beloved children and grandchildren. Last year, an Argentine boy who had similarly served as a national poster child in an ad pushing COVID vaccination for children died suddenly at age 4. According to reports, Santino Godoy Blanco was rushed to the hospital because of a fever and vomiting and died of bilateral pneumonia. Before passing, his mom says he took off his mask and gave her little kisses because he couldn't talk anymore, one post on X stated. The tragedy of the boy's death is underscored by the fact that the Argentine government uses his photo on their website to still push the vaccination of children. The boy is pictured holding up his fist, with a slogan stating, "Vaccines protect us." Dr. Robert Malone, inventor of the mRNA technology employed by the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, has said that inoculating 28 million children 5 to 11 years old could lead to 1,000 or more excess deaths, while the risk from COVID-19 for healthy children is about 0, and appears to be lower than the seasonal flu. Dr. Peter McCullough, MD, professor of medicine at Texas A&M University Health Sciences Center, called for an unbreakable resistance against children receiving the jab. In a 2021 lecture, McCullough cited numerous studies while arguing that the chance of myocarditis and hospitalization with myocarditis for one of these children who is going to be forced into vaccination is greater than being hospitalized for COVID-19. In an October 2021 article for the Brownstone Institute, Dr. Paul Elias Alexander, who served in the Department of Health and Human Services during the COVID-19 pandemic under the Trump administration, called the push to vaccinate young children dangerous and absolutely reckless. The risk-benefit discussion for children with these COVID-19 injections is a very different one than that for adults, Dr. Alexander said. The fact is that this is a completely novel and experimental injection therapy with no medium or long-term safety data, or even definitive effectiveness data. If we move forward with the vaccination of our children without the proper safety testing, then we will present them with potentially catastrophic risk, including deaths in some.